Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us, talking about the whole Barack Obama phenomenon now post-election and during the transition. Getting more of Barack Obama's actual policies, and it looks worse than I originally said. Plus, the cult-like, the last leader in the Western world worshipped like this by the media and the culture was Adolf Hitler. Literally. No one. I mean, this is 50 times the worship of John F. Kennedy. So, we're in a lot of trouble. I'll just tell you that right now. And yes, they're putting in a cashless society grid so they can turn your cards off, take your bank account, and then let you starve to death, and then a paramilitary force will try to mop you up. They're going to bring it in very slowly. And to watch my fellow Americans and people worldwide being brought into great bondage is very upsetting and very painful. And to have children living in this is very painful. And to see the public being suckered in like Jim Jones cult members after Obama, who's a puppet, being suckered into the New World Order agenda is very painful. Very painful. Well, what, are you for McCain then? No. I'm against the whole phony system, and I'm sick that people are being suckered in again. They're cold-blooded crooks run the government. It's their personal cash machine. Got it? Stan in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, Stan.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Just wanted to once again thank you because you woke me up as well. First it was News Change, Final Cut, and then Endgame. And I have to say to people who are listening out there, this whole Obama thing, they talk about it being something that's going to bring racial reconciliation. Well, it's actually bringing division. I'm black, and I can't talk to some people about the issue. They won't even listen to what I have to say about it, about the police state surveillance grid. It's like I committed blasphemy, like a caller that you had on earlier said.
I bet they were listening when you were talking about it with Bush, but now, no, they're saying, look at the newspaper. There's a cartoon with Obama with tape putting the Constitution back together. It's all fixed.
Yeah, and the strange part is this. I listened to C-SPAN Radio. This was the day after the election, the day after that. And they had black folks calling in, you know, of course. Oh, it's going to be this great case, et cetera. And then you had white folks calling in, oh, well, I'm scared. He's going to take our rights away. So there's actually a division, and the callers were encouraging this. This was on FM 90.1 in my area, and the callers were, like, kind of egging it on. It reminded me of the call they had with Ralph Nader when the guy was saying, did you regret the Uncle Sam versus Uncle Tom comment? So it's like child psychology that's going, playing both sides against each other.
Exactly, and it gets the American people fighting with each other instead of fighting against the bankers.
Yeah, and as far as the bailout goes, I mean, I don't want to be negative about it, but the more people I talk to, it's like deer in the headlights. They've gone public with the bailout money going to the executives, the bonuses, and you mention it to people, and they're like, what? And I say, read the news. It's there. So what I want to say to you is just don't get discouraged. I know sometimes I've heard on the air the past couple of weeks you were getting exasperated. You do what you can do. If they won't listen, get the dust off your feet, move on. And I'll say this to your other listeners real quick. Some guys out there, I don't know, but maybe your wives or your kids, they might not be on board with it. You know, if you're a Christian, pray for them. If not, whatever, show them the information, okay? Don't back down on it. Because I got into this with my own wife, you know, and she's coming around to it now. I have to show her your films.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm really freaked out about is that I would love to love our first black president. I would love to have loved George Bush, but when they work for the same globalist institutions, I can't. And now, when people finally turn against Obama, it is going to really hurt black folks' feelings because the media is going to imply it's because they're racist.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting back. But also, for people who are black, it's going to be that you're a racist. So, again, it's both ends being played against each other.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, my friend. Dr. Corsi, straight ahead. More of your phone calls. Stay with us.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have open phones throughout this hour and the next hour. For the next 52 minutes, Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest, and Professor Michelle Chasadosky joins us to talk about how the bailout is a private looting or a heist, and the documents that cover all that. Former head of the Treasury, head of policy, Dr. Roberts, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, talked about how it was a heist on Friday. But none of that matters now. The police state, none of it matters because Obama's in there. And the whole agenda of the New World Order is continuing on. And I've never seen any American leader worship like this. The last person in the Western world I saw being called the one to change the world, the leader, by major publications, was Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was talked about in Europe and the U.S. like this, like he was some type of rock star. A lot of Americans don't know that. You've only heard the bad stuff about Hitler, but before the war in 1939, when he went into Czechoslovakia and then into the Rhineland, Sudetenland, Danzig, places like that, he was the savior. He was the guy. He had all the answers. You know, he had the Olympics in 36. He drew the designs for the Olympics, the torch, the rings. He was the one. Anytime you see that historically, that lets you know the system is planning some bad stuff with this person. They're going to bring in the police state, North American Union, carbon taxes, everything under him, and police, military, FBI, all of you have a choice to make. Are you with the American people and liberty or with the New World Order? And a lot of you through fear are going to go along with this, and I am. In the end of this, when we fall like Germany or however it's going to happen, just remember you were warned, and we could have said no to this. Dr. Corsi, of course, wrote the book that helped defeat Kerry. And then he was no big fan of McCain. He wrote the book Abomination that I found to be very accurate. They didn't attack him on that. They attacked him on interviews he'd done or things he'd said or for coming on this radio show and saying, you know, that we needed to look at the collapse of the towers. He said, just look at it. So that became a big international issue, this show. And we interviewed him out in Denver, but not since then. And so, of course, he's an expert on the NAU, on the carbon tax, on all of this in together with Barack Obama. So I wanted to get him on today to talk about what's happened during the campaign, what happened in Kenya. He's been pretty sick. He got real ill in Kenya. He's still ill right now. And we're not going to spend too much time on that, but he's just now able to do interviews a lot again. Dr. Corsi, good to have you on with us.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Great to be back with you. I've had arthritis in my spine and a really kind of chronic arthritis, and it just flared up in Kenya. I could barely walk. Then I went to Hawaii, did more research. I mean, I've been really struggling for the last month, but still researching and getting the stories out. So I'll be hopefully able to get the meds in me and take some rest now that the election's over, except the stories continue. At least I don't think there's going to be much rest for a while.
Well, let's talk about, briefly, your experience in the campaign, the way the media handled it. The way they have kid gloves for him, but then would even make stuff, not that I'm defending her, but make stuff up about Palin and others. And then let's talk about now where we're going in the future. We exposed last week that on his website, last Thursday, change.gov, that he said compulsory national service for old people, young people, little kids. And they took that down over the weekend, and now big neo-lib websites are saying, we are liars, that was never on his site. So cult-like devotion and denial.
Well, I think, you know, certainly what I suffered, what I went through, if you criticized Obama, you're in for, severe attacks from the Obama campaign. The Obama is not open to the type of normal criticism that most political candidates expect. I mean, look at Sarah Palin and the attacks as they went. All the attacks on Sarah Palin or Joe the Plumber. I mean, you know, being for writing a book, they wrote a 40-page, unfit for publication, you know, saying my book was full of lies and inaccuracies. Actually, there were very, very minor issues, you know, easily corrected in a second printing in my book.
And then they used data mining with the government to pull up everything on Joe the Plumber and then twist that. But that's okay. That's loving and sweet.
And they also, you know, they did. I wrote a 60-page rebuttal, rejoinder to this unfit for publication that I published in World Net Daily. And of course, the Obama campaign totally ignored my responses. So it's an entirely one-way attack. And the Obama campaign seems to be totally unable to take criticism. It's going to be, if they continue this way, it's going to be worse than Nixon's enemies or, you know, the inability of a campaign or a presidency to engage in what's normal give and take of policy criticism.
Well, that's like Rahm Emanuel when he was Clinton's head guy in 96, screaming, die, die, as he said the name, stabbing the table at a dinner they were having, foaming at the mouth. They're now saying, Chuckie Schumer and all of them are saying, yes, they're coming after talk radio, everybody's free speech, and all these mainline liberals who were against George Bush and his police state, they're suddenly saying, yes, ban all the shows, ban them, get rid of free speech, it's good.
Well, I think we're going to have certainly a first round here where free speech will have to be defended, because if the Fairness Doctrine gets reinstituted and there's an attempt made, which I think there will be, to shut down talk radio, you're going to see that the American people, again, are denied an opportunity to get the truth. Certainly, I mean, now you've got the Washington Post openly saying that they were biased in favor of Obama. That was obvious. Certainly the New York Times, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, they were all biased in favor of Obama. It was very hard for anybody, for any of us, to get research out there that was accurate, was well-defined, and and deserved comment and criticism. Certainly now we're going to find that, you know, a lot of the stories we developed at the time were true. Reverend Wright, I'm sure, will write another book. You've got Rezko in prison. Rezko, I'm sure, to save himself, he's already turning state's evidence against the governor. I'm sure he'll also turn state's evidence against Obama. This is only beginning, and Obama's not able to handle the kind of criticism that most presidents expect as part of the job.
Well, we saw that with Clinton, that they really had an enemies list and really would sick the IRS on people. I mean, I know people personally who are authors who would mildly criticize them and have the government come after them. And we've seen that same inner group of the Clintonistas come in. But let's talk about Obama's policy because, you know, you're an economic guy. You've got a degree in that. And, you know, you've worked for some big firms. Obama was the big cheerleader when McCain said, hey, maybe we should look at this bailout. He came out and said, how dare you, McCain? We've got to give them unlimited power. And then the banks kept the money and said they're going to use it for bonuses and to acquire other healthy institutions. I mean, that's now even in the New York Times. We've got Obama for an NAU. We've got him now saying he's for more trade deals. We've got him openly saying youth brigades and million-man Stasi forces. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. And then there's literally hundreds of editorial cartoons out in the last week showing him putting the Constitution back together, taping it, gluing it back together, taking it back from George Bush, that he's going to give us all our liberties back. And meanwhile, he's actually saying take more.
Well, what I'm saying here, and if you take a look, I'm writing now this Red Alert. If you go to redalert.wnd for World Net Daily, redalert.wnd.com, every week I've got a economics newsletter now that I'm publishing. And the current one, you'll see also the lead story on World Net Daily's front page. I'm saying that the stock market is headed now to the next low, which is 6,000. I mean, right now, we're trading, the stock market, and as we're talking, stock market's down about 77 points and is trading at about, 88, 86. On the day of the election, the stock market was, you know, over 9,500. There was enthusiasm at the time that McCain might be winning, and the stock market was doing well. Stock market's, you know, dived about 1,000 points since Obama's been elected. And I'm saying, and people should listen to this very seriously, I'm saying that, you know, the next low in the stock market is 6,000, which means, you know, we're standing here to lose 2,800 points on the stock market. It's a huge amount of money out of the economy.
$5 trillion.
Out of 401ks, out of people's ability to really earn a living. I mean, if the stock market hits 6,000, which I'm saying it will, this is going to be an economic crisis that will be equivalent to starting to enter the Great Depression.
Well, Dr. Corsi, that's my point. You've got all these Kool-Aid drinkers who literally, I mean, they're on TV saying the world has changed. I don't have to work anymore. I'll never have problems again. I mean, that they actually believe this guy's the Messiah. I mean, even if he was a good guy, he couldn't change or fix any of this. What are they going to do as all he offers is giant million-man domestic spy forces and compulsory drafts for our children?
Well, I think, first of all, the key issue with any new president, with any president at all, is they're going to be judged on results. So Obama can say whatever he wants. People can now cheerlead. They can say these are brilliant moves. These are, you know, if they love what Obama does, they can say how wonderful it is. But it's going to get judged on results. And the stock market, which today is now down 79 points, you know, the stock market heads towards another triple-digit loss. This will have been the third triple-digit loss since Obama was elected. You know, he's now president-elect. Since last Tuesday, all the stock market has done is headed south. That's reality. We can cheerlead all we want, but the reality is what he's going to be judged on.
Dr. Corsi, stay there. Quick break. We're going to come back and get in any facets you want to cover dealing with Obama, but I mean, I got the news here. They're coming after the guns, everything. I mean, what do we do? How do we stop this guy?
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 10th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $783.36, $391.68 for the half ounce, and $195.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $783.36, $391.68, and $195.84.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Well, he's the author of Abomination. Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, while we've got you, we'll open the phones up in the next segment for you. I mean, I came out and said, look, he's for the same policies as John McCain. He's for the corporate looting. He's for more wars. He's for warrantless spying on the American people, which is just completely widespread. The government's now had to admit that. I mean, they're totally bankrupt. And then the people just email me going, ha-ha, you lost, you're just mad. And I've never seen such cult-like following or such mainstream media kneeling before a president. I mean, you heard my Hitler quote earlier, but I mean, I'm not joking, Dr. Corsi. This is getting worse than I even thought it originally would be.
I think it's going to continue to get worse. Look, Alex, when I was in Kenya, I went to Kenya. I was there for a week. I was researching. When I got called over saying that, you know, my chapter 4 in the Obama Nation is all about how Obama has supported this radical politician, Odinga, Raila Odinga, who is a communist, basically extreme socialist or a communist. His father was an outright communist. And Odinga signed an agreement to expand Sharia law, Islamic law, if the Muslims voted for him in Kenya. Kenya is about 85% Christian right now. And also, when Odinga lost the election in December, we're just talking about December 27th last year, just a few months ago, Odinga asked for his Luo tribesmen to go out and protest. They protested. They killed 1,000 of the Kikuyu tribe. They destroyed about 800 churches, not a single mosque. You know, this little town, Eldoret.
And it turned out that Senator Obama's office had advised them to basically do that.
Well, in fact, I came back with the document, which was the plan for Odinga's campaign. And the plan, and I talked with top officials of Odinga's campaign who had defected because they were appalled by the violence after the election and by the agreements Odinga signed with radical Islam. So this is an accurate document. It called for that if Odinga lost the general election, he was going to use a round of tribal violence to gain power. And you had Obama working with Odinga on the cell phone through the primary campaign in New Hampshire to advise Odinga as to how to use all of this power, all of this tribal violence.
And that's exactly what Obama's saying now on his own website. They're saying youth brigades, old folks, compulsory military service. And
well, the campaign that Odinga ran was identical to Obama's. Odinga ran a campaign on hope and change. The themes were identical. I brought back the documentary evidence. This is why I was detained in Kenya. I was there for a week, been meeting with the government, been meeting with top party officials. I decided the day I was going to leave, I would hold a press conference. And at that press conference, I would reveal the findings, including that Obama had brought Odinga to the United States 3 times and raised $1 million for Odinga in the United States to run for prime minister in Kenya. Also, Muammar Gaddafi had raised $1 million for Obama. For Odinga to run for, you know, prime minister, for president then in Kenya. So you had Obama and Gaddafi working hand in hand with Odinga to expand Islam in Kenya. That's a tremendously important story. And it was not told in the American press.
And you can't make this up, that the whole family is basically communist. He's surrounded by communists. And we raise it and they say, so what if everybody's communist? And so what if he wants national compulsory service? That's freedom. And then meanwhile, what are his zombie followers going to do when the economy keeps falling apart, when they don't get the change? Are they going to blame people that don't support him, and that if we would have just gotten behind their savior, that everything would have been all right?
Well, certainly they'll do that, but also the Obama people will blame the current recession on Bush. This will be Bush's recession. No matter what, for the next 2 years, no matter what happens economically, you can bet that Obama will blame it on Bush. Obama intends to continue to run against Bush throughout his first term, hoping for a second term. But what I'm saying is that the supporters, the Obama supporters in Kenya, the people that Obama's worked with, don't like this Odinga. Odinga, the father, was an outright communist. He worked with Obama's father when Obama's father was a failed economist in the Kenyatta regime. Odinga himself was trained in Eastern Germany and named his first son Fidel Castro. So it can show you both Obama's willingness to work with
radical, it's clear. I mean,
socialists.
Obama is a, hold on, doctor. We got to break. Long segment coming up. He comes from hardcore political communist. And that's why the big banks love him, because they want to destroy the middle class and free market and have a world government run by them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From get the tea to you, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Obama is openly anti-gun and believes in banning all different types of rifles, handguns, you name it, banning gun shows, private sales. I mean, I've got a list of it here. It's unbelievable. His chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, is the guy that got the assault weapons ban passed. He was the spearhead of that, and NAFTA. So now if you're against NAFTA and GATT, if you're against the North American Union, if you're against Obama saying he's going to spearhead this new global currency and the private banks setting up a, quote, new world order, that is change. That's accelerating the tyranny. That is change. That is bringing in world government. Now, again, Dr. Corsi's been sick. He's with one of the first interviews he's done since the election. We appreciate him being here, and he's going to be back on more in the near future after he gets some rest. I do want to take some calls, but let's look forward. You've studied Obama. You've studied his handlers. You've studied the people he's bringing in. You've written a best-selling book about the North American Union, about how they would implode the U.S. currency, try to bring in a new global basket of currencies. Exactly that is now happening. He helped spearhead the banker takeover. When Congress wouldn't pass it, Obama went on TV and said, you've got to do this, and had his zombies call Congress, and then they rammed it through. So break down, Dr. Corsi, from studying these people, where you see them going in the future.
Well, everything I wrote about in the Late Great USA is happening. In fact, Simon & Schuster has asked me to do a paperback version of the Late Great USA, and I'm right now doing the new epilogue. If you saw it today, right now, Reuters is running an article where there's going to be a speech given next week where Britain's Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, it's a keynote speech he's going to give to an international conference saying that we need to have a global society. So now Britain is out in the age of saying this is the global age. They're using the crisis just exactly like I said would happen when I wrote The Late Great USA. I predicted we would have a dollar crisis. We had it. Now we've got both France and Germany out there saying we need to look to a global economy. Very few people saw it. I reported it in my Red Alert newsletter. Even the International Monetary Fund has given away like $500 billion to emerging countries who can't meet their debts. Once that money's given away, the IMF will again own the emerging economies. We're basically running a situation where the governments are nationalizing the banks around the world. As the next step after they nationalize the banks is they'll nationalize the currency. This is the progression that we're in. And the crisis, this whole subprime crisis, which if you recall, when I wrote The Late Great USA, I was predicting the subprime crisis. And Alex, I was predicting that we would see the same kind of unemployment that we're seeing right now in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, where the jobs would be continuously going overseas. Also, this talk about how a global economy would save, you know, the U.S. economy is nonsense. All we've done is throw the entire global economy into a global recession. This is our first global recession caused by this new world order thinking, and it will be used to create a new world currency. The push towards a North American Union will never be stronger than it will be under an Obama administration.
Now, to be specific, I have the London Telegraph today.
Right.
With the headline, Gordon Brown calls for New World Order to beat recession. I mean, this is so over-the-top asinine, the chutzpah.
Out there openly. They're blatant now.
Well, they are the ones that engineered this banking consolidation. They've taken the over $1 trillion that's been pumped into their gullets, their craws.
See, it's already happened. Once the banks are nationalized, once the United States and Great Britain nationalized the banks, we've already moved into a government-controlled economy. The next step is to move into a government-controlled regional currency like the Amero. If they don't just bypass the Amero and go directly to a North American, European currency, which now they could do. It's on the agenda. As Gordon Brown, by giving this speech, you know, when I do the epilogue to the Late Great USA, I'm going to be saying that we slowed the agenda down by publicizing it. The work you did, Alex, the work I did, the work others, to get out there and publicize it. But given the magnitude of this worldwide depression that's been intentionally caused, I think it's all overwhelmed. So the people will very quickly, instead of saying, look, we're on the verge of losing our homes, losing our jobs, just like I wrote in the Late Great USA, if you cause enough fear, people will be willing to abandon economic sovereignty and economic control into a new world order that will have a new world currency, which is exactly where the banks and the government's pushing for these regional governmental structures.
And by the way, you weren't flying blind. The architects of it, like Robert Pasker at the CFR, said they would use terrorism and economic crises to get this in place. And they're openly saying a basket of world currencies regulated through an international private banking agreement. And like you said, they're telling the public, this is your only hope. When going down this path is what will destroy the economy.
Exactly. And I said this again, going back to July of 2007 when I wrote The Late Great USA. You're going to start seeing the next set of things, the Council on Foreign Relations, Ben Steele, which is already, he's already written one article saying that, you know, regional currencies are a thing of the past. The next push will be for, you know, getting a world currency, not just, forget national currencies. They're already beyond that. I just got back from Africa. The main push in Africa right now is for an African currency. The African Union is the main push right now in Africa, just the same as it's going to be in Asia, just the same as it's going to be in Europe, and the same as it's going to be in North America.
And that destroys their local sovereignty and brings them under regional governments.
Precisely. And the same idea is that, look, they're going to say these economies are under such bad condition, they'll blame it on George Bush. When, you know, there is Obama doesn't have a single idea that he's expressed so far except to give more money away. I mean, you know, it's almost ridiculous. Why doesn't Obama just simply buy everybody their homes and give them to them? Buy our mortgages and give them to us. Of course, the problem is, if they did that, the currency would be, you know, more, it'd be worse than worse.
Actually,
money.
McCain said, buy off the bad part of the mortgages and let the people then have that reduction instead of just letting the banks write it off and keep the profit.
Well, probably what they're going
to
do.
And then Obama said, no, all of it goes to the bankers.
Right.
So he's really a cold, hard thief.
What they're going to do is they're going to bail the bankers out, and Obama will participate in bailing the bankers out. What they'll do is they'll consolidate. They'll go down to about a dozen world banks, consolidate them, and they'll go to probably initially four or five regional world currencies, all of the way to having the, you know, Bank of International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, and the UN be the major agencies in control economically, so that the central banks of the individual countries will be minor details. And basically, they're going to say that the Paulson-Bernanke plan failed, and what's necessary now is to move up to the next level of regional and international control. I'm predicting that's going to be the next immediate pressure you're going to start to see.
Well, they've said they're doing that.
And by the time Late Great USA is published out as a reprint, as a paperback, it's going to be well along the way. Simon Schuster has also asked me to do a reprint of the Obamanation, because, again, most of the questions I asked of the Obamanation have never been addressed at all.
Yeah, why didn't they release the original birth certificate?
Well, in fact, I've been asked today. We had discussions all weekend with Joseph Farah and WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily is going right back onto the theme of the birth certificate. I'd say as soon as I get a little bit of rest here, maybe a week, we're going to be designing a strategy to go after these birth certificate issues. I've got a variety of theories I intend to pursue very directly as to who Obama really is, what the parentage really is, what the birth certificates are really going to look like. I mean, you've already got being put into place the basics here of a world government, with the American people being totally, you know, misled and fooled as to what's happening. Because the structure of everything I argued, the necessity for a crisis, necessity for the fall of the dollar. When I wrote The Late Great USA, you know, back even when I was writing Black Gold Stranglehold, which was a year before that, in 2005, and I said then that oil would go to $100 a barrel, I was being ridiculed. People said it would never happen. And now that we've gotten oil down to about $65 a barrel, everybody's saying, isn't this great? Look, we've solved the problem. No, that's just been a relaxation. Oil is going to be back up to $145 a barrel as the economy, the Dow Jones, heads down to 6,000, which is where I'm predicting. And I'm saying oil will, again, you'll see gold head back over to $1,000 an ounce.
Uh-huh.
All these movements are already in progress.
And for those that don't know, I mean, you've got a degree in this from Harvard, so.
Well, and also I've been predicting. Over 25 years, I worked in financial services. I worked with banks around the world. Part of my job was always to do predictions. What WorldNet Daily asked me to start doing at the end of last year was to prepare this redalert.wnd.com newsletter. I've got the newsletter now fully prepared and designed. I kept it going even through the election. If you take a look at WorldNet Daily today, you'll see one of the major articles I posted on there that the next bottom number we're headed to in the stock market is 6,000. And Alex, there are thousands of people listening today, and I'm telling people, sell your stocks. People are usually told, hold on, the market's going to come back. Don't worry, your 401k will be back if you just hold on. I'm saying that's nonsense. If you've got money in the stock market today, sell it, get out of the stock market what you've got left, because it isn't coming back.
All right.
And if it does come back, it's not coming back quick.
Doc, I want to take some calls before you leave us, but other predictions for the future. But before you do that, I want you to address the million-man domestic spy force as big as the armed forces, the youth brigades, and the fact that Obama lies so much. I mean, they removed that off their website, and they're now saying it was never there, despite the fact we have the screenshots. I mean, this guy is already putting Bill Clinton to shame.
Lying is nothing for Obama. Lying, you know, Obama said they knew Ayers because they lived in their neighborhood and their kids went to school. Like Dennis Miller once pointed out to me, Obama's kids are two little girls, and Ayers' kids are all growing up. And plus, Ayers' kids were very slow. They never went to school a single day together. They are together because Ayers and Obama agree politically on a radical leftist agenda. You're going to see the same thing happen with this national, whatever kind of core it's going to be. It's going to be like a brown shirt effort to equip the youth and have them be a thought control brigade. We're extremely concerned about it at WorldNet Daily. We also have been one of the first following what this brown shirt brigade means. And expect lying to be the norm for Obama. Obama's very, very hard to pin down on the facts. But it's going to be very difficult. I know Jeremiah Wright is going to write a new book. You're going to see Rezko. Rezko right now is already spilling the beans on the governor. Federal prison's not very much fun to be in. I suspect Rezko will try to start talking about Obama soon. He'll look for a pardon. It's Rezko's only real chance to get out. And Obama's going to be pressured to give him a pardon.
What do you expect Obama to do when he first gets in? I mean, he's openly saying...
There's going to be a series of executive orders. Obama's not even going to bother with Congress. He's going to take five or six of his top agendas, whether they be abortion or they be global warming or they be stem cells or whatever, and he's just going to issue direct executive orders saying this is now a fact. And as Obama gets into power, as he begins to settle in, I think you're going to see the economics, all the idea that 95% of the people are going to get tax cuts, all of that's lies. There's going to be people out there who are expecting that Obama is going to pay their rent and pay their mortgages. Forget that. I think Obama's going to do very, very little for the poor of the country. He hasn't even done very much for the poor in his own family. Look, you constantly show, you know, new people are showing up who in Obama's family have suffered poverty. He's done nothing for them. Obama's out for Obama, and I think you'll see a series of lies. The next thing also I expect is there to be some major, major tests in the Middle East. I expect there to be major revival of terrorism.
Well, we keep hearing that. I mean, Dr.
Somalia is going to be the next major station for terrorists. I think Somalia is easier to get to than Afghan, and Somalia is going to be the next major base where the terrorists look to organize their training camps.
Well, I mean, it's clear that they're preparing a crisis. Colin Powell is saying the 21st or 22nd, and then Obama can go blow up some training camps that may not even exist, then flex his muscles and get hawks behind him.
All the issues of violence, all the issues of, you know, seeing political terrorism are going to be issues used by the Obama campaign, the Obama presidency, to gain power. I think the Obama presidency gaining power is going to make the Bush administration, steps the Bush administration took with these various, you know, presidential orders, grabbing power in the case of emergency, they're there for Obama to use. I think you're going to see...
That's what I was going to say next. The media keeps implying he's going to restore the Bill of Rights, but the Obama campaign is actually accelerating all the powers that Bush accrued.
I think you're going to see the Patriot Act number 2 being introduced. I think you're going to see very much more radical control. There'll be an effort to control by reinstituting some kind of a fairness doctrine to shut down any criticism of Obama in the press. It's going to be very much more difficult. I mean... Look how difficult it was for me. I went to Kenya, researched in Kenya. The one day I'm trying to do a press conference, I'm arrested. And by the way, today in Africa, Odinga is already saying he deserves a payback for arresting me because that helped elect Obama. So just wait to see, you know, the extent to which the press is suppressed under an Obama regime that really doesn't want any criticism at all.
Well, I don't know why folks think having a black face is going to change anything when Obama worked for the very same big Wall Street international firms that are looting the economy right now, and he's a big cheerleader for it. I mean,
well, Obama got as much or more of his campaign contributions from the major Wall Street firms that McCain ever did.
Way more.
Way more. And I think you're right now in line for a reorganization of Wall Street, and the one firm which survived, and I don't think it's accidental, Goldman Sachs thrived. Goldman Sachs thrived on the downturn of the housing. You've got Paulson. You've got any number of people from Goldman Sachs that will come out of this administration. And Goldman Sachs, under the Obama administration, will be the main Wall Street firm under which a Wall Street reorganization occurs. See a consolidation of Wall Street, just like you'll see a consolidation of banking.
Vertical integration. Dr. Corsi, stay there. We'll take some calls when we get back.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Dr. Corsi with us for two more segments, going straight to your phone calls. Obama's now at the White House meeting with the outgoing puppet. While we're all busy watching them, the big corporations are looting everything. Briefly, Dr. Corsi, because you know you're into economics, does it even make you stand back, though, in awe to see the level of corporate looting and to openly see them announcing world government of and by the banks, and that they're literally just taking trillions that we're going to have to pay back in tax money?
Well, as was amazing because, again, I predicted it, Alex. It's exactly what I wrote in the late, great USA. And by the way, it'll never be paid back. What they'll do is they'll create a new currency. The new currency will essentially be a devaluation. And so they'll basically forgive all of these loans that they're paying back. Right now, the loans will be translated into equity, and you'll see the next round being government ownership and international ownership, because you'll see the next, you know, immediately the petrodollar states. We're already holding meetings in the Treasury. People know very little about, but the Treasury is already holding meetings with the petrodollar states as to how Sharia law can be introduced into the economics of the United States to invite petrodollar investments. China is very angry. China hates seeing, you know, the investments that they've made. A lot of these, you know, subprime loans were sold to China. China wants a return on their money. China's going to want to see direct investment in the United States.
By the way, I want to go back there. People don't know that Sharia law is just Islamic law. They think it's drowning your daughter in a pool. They don't understand that's only one small part of it.
One small part.
I mean, Sharia law is so that larger international institutions can do business with those countries. Most of Sharia law is about economics.
Sharia law has fundamental controls over economics. And Sharia law, when it comes to economics, is completely different than U.S. law. The rules are different. Interest is different. The handling of money, the handling of control, what you can and cannot do in a corporation is different. If you think that, you know, women are not... I just can't wait to see what the feminists are going to do once Sharia law is imposed upon economic activity in banks. Be lucky to see women advanced in banks at all, or women advanced in corporations that are owned by Arab investors who are not fond at all of seeing women advance. It's going to be a fundamentally different world.
Oh, man, let's take some calls. Mark in Boston and Mark in Oregon, Patrick and Scott. We'll try to get you all in here. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Jerome, for being on Alex's show again. And I thought I had a lead for you. I went to a lecture with Linda Bilmes, and apparently you've already had her co-author of the book, The $3 Trillion War, on your show. But I asked her whether or not she would like to appear on your show, and she said that she would indeed like to show up on the show.
Well, I had Stiglitz on, who's now calling for world government, so we're getting him back on to ask him about our new world government we'll be under.
Yeah, well...
Before I forget, Dr. Corsi, if Limbaugh and Hannity would come out and talk about all this, I mean, it's in the Boston Globe, it's in the Associated Press, can't they come out and admit, okay, we were right, you know, that is myself and you and others, there really is a world government, or are they just going to say it doesn't exist even as the dollar goes under?
I think they're going to be forced to come out now and look at what happens with the world government. Alex, in the next 6 months, the United States is strapped for capital. You're going to see a search for capital that is unprecedented. We're going to be with the petrodollar countries. We're going to be with the Chinese, with our negative balance of trade. We're going to be all over the world saying we need to recapitalize the United States. And when we do, the United States will be for sale. We will not be in control the way
China
we are
announced today.
Today,
500 and something billion, quote, in economic stimulus. And that means, by the way, buying up the U.S. So, yeah, that's it. They blow out our economy by design, then take our tax money to buy us up. You got to love it. They blow out our economy, then the international banks take our money in the name of the bailout, then they use it to buy us up. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, Mark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.